Newstalk 1450, KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Monday. This is Fond du Lac Today. We're coming to you from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios here on this Monday morning. And Fond du Lac School Board meeting tonight. And here to update us on a few things that will be discussed at tonight's meeting is Interim Superintendent of Schools, Sharon Simon, kind enough to join us again on a Monday. Sharon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk. A number of different things that will be talked about tonight that we want to update our listeners on this morning. Let's start sharing something we saw some information about, I think, at the end of last week. But the 2020 and 2021 Friend of Education Award is going to be awarded tonight and presented to the Fond du Lac County Health Department.
Yeah, we're really excited to give the Friend of Education Award to the Fond du Lac County Health Department, and Kim Miller and her staff have been really instrumental in supporting the district this year through the pandemic. You know, we met weekly with the Fond du Lac County Health Department, the superintendents and educational leaders in Fond du Lac County, and they, along with our nurses. And so they really kept us up on the best practices to be using in schools, policies and procedures. They supported us with letters. And so we're really excited with the work that we've done with Fond du Lac County Health Department. And additionally, Aaron Brendelson, our Supervisor of Health Programs, also worked directly with one of the RNs at the Fond du Lac County Health Department to ensure that we were our practices and contact tracing were completed.
Yeah, definitely good to have that that kind of ally. Of course, the health department working with everybody in the county, but especially with the school setting and figuring out best practices, like you mentioned, and how to keep kids, staff, and everyone who works in the school setting safe during an unprecedented pandemic. Obviously, that's a important resource to have, right?
Yeah, and later, you know, during the board meeting, we'll be having a COVID update like we do at every board meeting. And this time, we'll be working with Fond du Lac County Health Department to vaccinate students in our middle schools and high schools for those families that choose to have their children vaccinated. So that's another thing that we've done hand in hand with the county health department, and you know, they'll be coming into the schools to actually perform the vaccination.
Very cool. So that award will be presented tonight to the health department just prior to the meeting. And Sharon, seeing some information, and another thing we heard about last week, a recommendation for a new principal at Rosno Elementary. That's Matt Wolfer, correct?
That is correct, Spencer. We're really excited to bring Matt Wolfer on our team. You know, Matt comes with 2 years of experience as a dean of students at Franklin Elementary in Appleton, and he also served as a teacher in Appleton for 3 years at Houdini Elementary. But, you know, the team was really impressed with his positivity and his genuine care for students and staff, and really his dedication to student success. So we're really excited to bring Mr. Wolford on as the next principal at Rosno Elementary.
Looking at some other updates that will be provided tonight, Sharon, I see you'll be speaking about summer school for 2021.
Right. Yep, Andrea Reichenberger, our teaching and learning director, and I will be talking about summer school. We have a pretty robust program at the elementary and at the secondary level, and really looking at teaching to the standards that the students have not completed during the school year. And so really specifically honing in on areas that children have not quite yet been successful in achieving. And so that's really a different approach than many years ago, where it was you just came in and, you know, basically did the time. This is really looking at where students haven't met the standard level of standard to move on to the next. So we're really excited about that, and, you know, offering a lot of enrichment again this summer, particularly at the elementary school. So that's what we'll be talking about tonight.
And that starts June 14th, correct?
Yep, it runs June 14th through July 2nd.
I see on the agenda tonight, Sharon, the Boys and Girls Club was handing out some awards recently, and you'll be talking about and recognizing a few that were related to the school district tonight, too.
Yes, we feel very fortunate that Stacey Buchholz is actually serves on the Boys and Girls Club board, and she was recognized for that this year as a volunteer of the Year award for being on the board. And Ms. Buchholz really works very, very closely with the Boys and Girls Club within the school district. And she has served in that capacity, I believe, for the last 6 years already. So this year in particular, because when we were not in session during the day, the Boys and Girls Club offered daytime opportunities for our students as well as nighttime opportunities. And Ms. Buchholz was instrumental in making sure that those are coordinating those efforts. So, and then as well as Fond du Lac High School, they are recognized as the Commitment to Kids Award, and they have further success of the Be Great to Graduate program, which is held at Fond du Lac High School. And what it really works on is Demond Matlock works to connect students, families, and teachers, and so to ensure that students that were in danger of graduating will be successful in completing high school.
Very cool. And lastly, Sharon, I wanted to put out another reminder to folks out there, the Fond du Lac Senior Banquet and Prom and Graduation, that's all on the way very soon.
Yeah, June 5th will be the Senior Banquet and the Prom on, like I said, June 5th. They will be starting at 5:30, approximately 2 hours for the Senior Banquet, and then they'll move right into the Prom. And we really feel fortunate that we're able to offer both of those events this year, because last year both were canceled. And then, of course, we have high school graduation on June 10th. So we're really excited to be able to offer in person this year for all those events.
Absolutely. Sharon, anything else we didn't cover that you wanted folks to know about this morning?
I don't think so, Spencer. We covered everything.
All right. Thanks, Sharon. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.